Number 17. Fiat, my good daughter in the divine volition, thank you. Thank you for all your attentions. Know that every additional book you promote is an additional right which the King of Sorrows and the Queen of Heaven give you to be faithful daughter of the divine will. Listen, my daughter, it is a mother that speaks to you. Listen to me. Maybe these are my last words. Listen to the celestial mama and to sweet Jesus. They want you to not think of the past, to place a sepulchre stone on it so that you may forget everything and say, my life will start today. I am born again together with my Queen Mama, with Jesus, and with the divine will. And your pains, your crosses, even though heavy, will serve the divine beggar who looks for our sufferings in order to form and continue his life within us. Oh, how happy you will feel if in every pain you say, this pain serves Jesus. Then you will feel his invincible patience, filial trust, and courage of heroes. Patience, trust, courage is the bread of the strong, the heroism of martyrs, therefore courage. Those who think of the past lose the present. The Lord has disposed everything, crosses, illness, state of marriage, in a word, everything. The Lord had to prepare the material in order to make of you a saint, and he has prepared enough of it. So, all you have to say and do is this. The heart of Jesus wants me a saint. I must become a saint. Have we understood each other? Now I assure you of my prayers for your children. Then the Lord will console you even more. I leave you in the divine volition to become a saint. Never get disturbed in anything. Rather give all to Jesus so that he may change it into flames of love. Pray for me. With 1,000 regards, I say, most affectionately yours, the little of the daughter of the divine will, Corrado, January 5th, 1935. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. I love this phrase. I think after reading this letter, if Luisa were here, probably she would say the same to us. Have we understood each other? You see this, the Lord has prepared everything, crosses, illness, state of marriage. I will say state of religious life, each one according to our own vocation. The Lord has disposed this, and he has prepared this. Why? To make us saints. Because the Lord gives us our vocation. We have the freedom to say yes or not. We have the freedom to correspond to his invitation, to answer to his call. And in that vocation, we will become saints. He will make saints of us. So all the crosses, all the sufferings, all the illnesses and everything that we encounter through, we just have to have very clear that our goal is to become saints, basically to be united with the will of God. Now that we have the knowledge of these writings, Luisa Picaretta tells this woman to place everything, to leave everything in the past. Do not think about the past. anymore. In other part of the book of heaven, our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picarreta, do not look at the circumstances. Do not look at the circumstances. Just focus on living in the divine will. Focus on giving me your will. Because many people, they say, oh, when I do this and once I get healed, this and that, then I can start living in this way. No. It's right here at the moment, offering everything that we are going through, because then our Lord will be able to transform those things into graces for us. And basically what he's telling us is what the church is telling, is the church teaches us. Or also what the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta in the second volume, to leave everything in the past. One time Luisa Picarreta was thinking about the sins that she confessed, and she was thinking, did he really forgive me of these sins and that? And the Lord appears to her and he says, stop thinking like that, because the things that you confess in the sacrament and you keep them, remembering them and thinking I didn't forgive you, that's an offense to my mercy, because you don't think that I am merciful enough to forgive you. So yes, these are things that it can be in our way for us to live in the will of God. But we have to go to confession, receive absolution, and then leave everything in the past. And begin everything anew. Begin everything anew. Start a new day. And with the divine will. Basically, this is what we are called to do every morning with the Prevenient Act. This is very encouraging for us. This is what, so that you may forget everything and say, my life will start today. I am born again together with my Queen Mama, with Jesus, and with the divine will. So we should say to this every morning. We should say to ourselves this every morning. And I can imagine Luisa Picarreta telling us, have we understood each other? Well, I hope so. And with this, we will finish today. Let's pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.